Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
I'm Kimberly Snyder and welcome to my Thursday Q&A show where I answer your questions every single week. This is really fun for me because I love connecting with you and hearing what is on your mind and what you would like to know. So let's get to this week's questions.
Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast, where Caitlin, our amazing community manager, has gathered four questions that are coming right from you guys in the community. So thank you, Kay, for being with us today.
Thanks. No, thanks for having me. I always love the opportunity to talk with you and the beauties can connect with us. And it's actually really fun to pick the questions because people come up with things and I'm like, oh, actually, I do wonder about that or, you know, things like that. So, yeah.
Well, it's a great way to for us to really stay connected to you guys and just to feel the pulse of what you guys are thinking because we always want to support you guys. So hopefully one of these questions will resonate with you or remind you or inspire you about something because we are all very much connected. So here we go. Okay, let's hear the first one, please.
Yeah, let's go. It's from Jessica and she's from Seattle in Washington. And she asks, I'm worried because I occasionally use pineapple and banana in my glowing green smoothie, and I always use lemon and apple. Should I be omitting bananas from my smoothie to keep it all acid, sub-acid fruit? Do you believe we should be paying attention to that?
So Jessica, thank you so much for your question. I say hello to you out there in Seattle. It's been a little while since I've been in Seattle, but beautiful, beautiful city, of course. So I have learned about the sub varieties, if you will, of fruit, about sub acid fruit and acid fruit. And I personally, just as we do with everything in Beauty Detox, whether I study Ayurveda or some of the teachings from the Raw Foodist or the Ann Wigmore Institute or wherever, I take what makes sense to me and what I've seen work in my body and other people's bodies, my clients and those around. So I don't really worry about the sub varieties of fruit other than melon. Okay. I have noticed melon tends to digest better on its own. But when it comes to combining things like pineapple and banana, if you personally notice a difference and you feel like, oh, I'm going to really separate out certain fruits, I applaud you for doing that and being in tune with your body. But for me and what I recommend, I don't think we need to get into that level of minutia with fruit. I think that, again, unless there's a specific condition or your body responds, I think it's enough to say eat fruit at an empty stomach or only with the greens and the glowing green smoothie, eat melon on its own. To me, it's absolutely fine. It digests absolutely fine again, in my personal experience. So that's my perspective on that.
Okay, great. Because I actually had never even thought about that. So I thought it was interesting.
So
I was like,
much.
Is anybody thinking about it? So yeah, I think that was a great question. Okay, this next question is from Lori, and she's from Bowling Rock, North Carolina. And she asks, what are your thoughts about Trifla? I've been drinking it as a tea at night. Sometimes I pair it with Detoxy. Is it redundant to take both? And maybe you want to explain what that is, because I don't know either.
Sure. So, Lori, thank you so much for your question. So Trifla is basically an Ayurvedic formulation. It's a very popular formulation, perhaps the most popular one that's taken, that's commonly recommended by Ayurvedic doctors and practitioners. And it basically translates to three fruits. Tri is three. And it's amalaki, which is a very potent, vitamin C rich fruit. It's basically gooseberry.
Oh, okay.
It's like a berry. It's also used in chaiwanaprash in jam. And then haritake is another fruit, and then bibitake. So it's basically, it's said in Ayurveda to help digestion. It's an antioxidant. It helps to rejuvenate the tissues. So it's like a widely used formula. It's said to help detoxify the body and help with the assimilation of nutrients from these particular fruits. So remember, when we come down to it, we're talking about a fruit formula. That's literally what it is. It's an herbal fruit formula. It's very different than detoxy, which is oxygen paired with magnesium. Okay, so the oxygen is going in, and it's not an herb. It is not a fruit. It's not a plant. It's basically oxygen, which we know gives us life. Oxygen is anti-aging. Oxygen helps to gently peel away everything from the sides of your GI tract. It cleanses your blood. It goes through your whole system. And magnesium is a muscle relaxer. It helps to relax your bowels. It helps you release more toxins. So they are very, very different.
Okay.
I am a huge proponent, obviously, as you guys know, of detoxy. I find it very effective. Triphala, you know, my personal experience in talking to my Ayurvedic teachers, it's mild. It's, you know, okay. Again, it's three fruits. It's said to help with digestion. I've tried it in my own body. I've used it in the past. Some people really like it. It's not something that I personally take anymore or that I would take long term. I have experimented with different Ayurvedic herbs, but I like to rotate them and use them for different times. Whereas detoxy is something you can take long term, and it's not habit forming, and you're not going to get any, you know, if you take sort of like senna, for instance, or other plants, it could really irritate your system when you take such things long term. But detoxy is not a laxative, so it's safe for long term benefit. So if you're taking triphala tea and you like it and you find benefit from it, then you could definitely do both and just see how you do in your body. I personally don't take both. To me, the detoxy is enough. And if I'm having any amalaki, I'll just mix a little bit of the powder in another formula, or I'll have a little bit of chai wanaprash, but a jam that we make in class. But I don't take detox. I don't take triphala every night.
Perfect. Yeah, I thought.
Again, everybody's body is different. So if you have benefit from it, if you're working closely with an Ayurvedic practitioner and they say, hey, you know, you could benefit from this, I'm not discouraging it if it really works in your body. But it's just not something that I personally take myself or recommend.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's great, because now that you've talked about Ayurveda, we have a lot more questions come up and curiosity around that. So it's always great to get your thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and listen, like, I also think that one of the reason that amalaki is one of the three fruits in triphala is because of its high concentration of vitamin C.
Oh, okay.
And we get a lot of vitamin C in Beauty Detox as well from all the fruit in the GGS and the greens. Now, if you look at classic Ayurvedic diet, and I'm not going to go on this whole tangent, Kay. I can't help it. It's traditionally mostly all cooked food. So vitamin C is a very it's a very heat sensitive nutrient. So if you're eating a very traditional Ayurvedic diet with, like, let's say payasam in the morning, like a porridge, and then like khichdi and like all the cooked food throughout the day, you might need triphala. You might need to take some actual vitamin C because you're not getting it in your diet. But on Beauty Detox, where we do have raw and cooked food, and you're having lemon water and you're having the glowing green smoothies, you're getting a lot of vitamin C. You would have a lot of vitamin C anyway.
Mm. Perfect. So with that, we're going to let Kimberly have a break here.
I'm not going to go on and on, but that's, you guys can see how I feel about that.
Yeah, no, it's always great. I love when you go on the little tangents just to see how, you know, people love to just hear your organic thoughts. But I'll keep us on schedule. So
okay, yes, okay, thank you. We'll be right back after the break, beauties. It's been years since I've released an online program, and I really wanted to do something amazing and helpful to those of you in the Beauty Detox community. So I created what we're calling the 30-Day Roadmap, which is my most complete step-by-step program ever for knowing what and when to eat every single day for a month in order to thrive on Beauty Detox. Get access now at KimberlySnyder.com/roadmap. Okay, beauties, we're back from our break. We have two more questions for you guys.
Awesome. So this one's from Dina, and she's from Toronto, Canada. And a couple weeks ago, we talked about this, but I thought it was still an interesting take. So she says, I am trying to do intermittent fasting, and I only eat between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., though I start my day around 5:30. I have lemon water in the morning while fasting. Would you suggest taking my SBO probiotics during my eating window or during my fasting window?
Oh, so Dina, thank you so much for your question. We have been talking about IF or intermittent fasting quite a bit here in the community. I have an extensive blog on it that talks about the different iterations of intermittent fasting. The idea is to eat within certain windows and then let your system rest outside of it. Some people just skip meals. Some people only skip eating on certain days. So there's different variations within intermittent fasting. There isn't like a one way that everybody does it. So I just want to emphasize that. If you're interested, you can read more about it. At Beauty Detox, we do a variation of intermittent fasting in a way where in the morning we're only eating, you know, early in the morning, we're still letting our system rest while we're having our lemon water, SBO probiotics, and GGS. We're not starting with something really heavy. But anyways, I'm not going to go on that whole tangent. You guys can check out the blog, and you can listen also to the podcast that Tony and I did about this. So Dina, in regards to your question, taking your probiotics during your eating window or during your fast with lemon water, the probiotics can be taken with or without food. These particular probiotics, the SBOs, are very hardy. They don't need to be refrigerated. They survive stomach acid and implant the resident forming. They implant in your gut where they can really do a lot of benefit in helping us assimilate our nutrients better and cleanse our system and just keep our gut healthy, which is so important for our moods, our immunity, our healthy skin, energy, so on and so forth. I think it's almost a personal preference here. If you really want to stay just super, super like your body is not, you know, not taking anything in, you just want to do your lemon water in the morning, I think that would be fine. And then you could do your SBO probiotics at 10 a.m. when you start eating. If you wanted to take them at 10, you know, earlier with your lemon water because you feel like that's when you remember to take them and they're going in and just implanting, I think that would be fine too. So I think you can try both ways. Remember that they're not a food, they're not digesting, they're kind of just going in and balancing your system, and you can take them with or without food. So I think in this case, it's a personal preference and you could go either way.
Perfect. Yeah, I take mine in the morning, otherwise I forget.
Me too. And I take both of mine in the morning, otherwise I forget. So It's just easier for me to get on a routine. But if you did want to wait till later, Dina, and then take it when you get your first food at 10, you could also do that.
Perfect. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. A lot of people ask about the probiotics in that way. Okay, so we're going to head into our last question of the day, and that's from Sasha, and she's from Fort Worth in Texas. And she says, I've been noticing when I don't have meat in my meals, I get really hungry not long after. I have heard that protein helps satiate you. Do you have any suggestions or advice on how to stay full longer?
So, Sasha, this is a great question. I have found, you know, working with many different types of clients that when we transition from meat to plant-based, there is a difference in how you feel full. Meat is very heavy. It's basically like a dense protein / fat going into your system that's going to feel, again, quite heavy, and it's going to take a lot of energy to break down and digest. The way that we feel full in Beauty Detox is with bulk. So this comes from lots of fiber. It comes from having big salads, lots of cooked veggies and raw veggies, big soup, big smoothies. This is how we start to feel satiated. On Beauty Detox, you're getting more than enough protein. So it's not about not getting protein. It's about not having a big, heavy chunk that's very heavy digestion-wise to break down in your system. In the meantime, if you need to sort of transition to, you know, having that sort of heavier feeling, I will say that something that emulates that is nuts. And in that case, we have lots of different nut pâtés. For instance, the gorilla wraps are really delicious and create that sort of heavier feeling. There's like a sunflower one. I forget the name of that. I called the recipe in Beauty Detox Foods. We have quite a few also on the blog, Kay, that we can link to. So something with nuts, the nut pâté would be a really good sort of transition, like replacement to that, or when you feel like you need that in your meals, you could have a nut pâté on your lunch for, you know, your lunch salad, for instance, or even having like a lentil soup or something that's a little bit more dense. You could put, you know, pinto beans or whatever, if you're at the salad bar, you could put that on your salad. Dr. John McDougall talks about this in one of his books. I forget which one it is, to be honest. I've read a bunch of his books. He's a fantastic doctor, plant-based doctor. And he says it takes about a month in his clinical research for someone to transition from feeling full from heavy animal protein to feeling full from fiber. And so there is a transition. And sometimes we may feel hungrier on other days than others, right? And I think that's also important to keep in mind. Some days our activity levels shift, sometimes what's going on in our mind, with our menstrual cycle, in our moods, in our work, with our stress levels. There's times when we need that extra heaviness, and that's when you can turn to, again, like lentils, nuts, just a little bit, or, you know, a bunch of quinoa, just things that feel a little bit more grounding as your go-tos. Maybe adding another power protein smoothie in the afternoon too, if you had those foods at lunch and you still feel heavy or you still feel hungry. That's what I do. Almost every afternoon I have a power protein smoothie, which helps me get to dinner. So there's ways to customize things. But I will say that your body does adjust. And even though it seems like, oh my gosh, I need meat to feel full, it's not true. You know, over time, your body can adjust to feeling full from plant-based foods, as, you know, as has happened in my body and countless other people's bodies. It is just a transition.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know if you mentioned, I love the mushrooms, like those stuffed mushrooms you make. Those are really hearty as well. So just wanted to add that last little thing that the stuffed mushrooms are really good.
They really are.
Yeah. So, anyways, thank you so much, Kim, for answering all these questions and spending time with the community. And as always, the last thing we'll ask of you is to share your inspirational thought.
Yes, Kay. Here it is. We have this for you guys, a closing thought. I'd like you guys to ruminate on this for hopefully, you know, the period after we get off the podcast, maybe for the rest of the day. Here it is. Live focusing on a purpose much bigger than yourself is the key to joy and peace. So when we, you know, we have all these little things that come up in our daily life. Oh, someone annoyed us, or, you know, something happened, the flight was delayed, or, you know, we just forgot something, or whatever it is, all these little things come up. And so instead of just being caught up in the swell of like constant turmoil of life, if we think about our bigger purpose, it really helps to keep us anchored every day. So I think about this in my meditations. I go through my meditation, and then I, you know, at the end, I actually ask God, you know, please help me to be of more service today. You know, show me the way, or, you know, you could say God, the universe, higher, you know, whatever word that resonates with you, but thinking about being of service, being of, you know, whatever you feel like your purpose is, connecting to something greater really does help us be more joyful in our life, because we're more anchored to something bigger, and it helps us to put in perspective these little things that happen every day as not being such a big deal, because they aren't. They come and go, and we want to stay anchored to something bigger that will help us get through those periods.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing that thought today with us and wrapping up the show on such a positive note. And if any beauties have questions, which we know you do, go to KimberlySnitter.com/AskKimberly, and we'll review the questions and hopefully put them on the show.
Amazing. Yes. Keep the questions coming, beauties. We love to hear from you. We send you guys so much love. Have an amazing day. Remember, we're always here to support you. Come on the podcast on Monday. Mondays, we have our interviews. Also on the website, KimberlySnyder.com. Tons of recipes, tons of information. Also our social media channels. So thank you guys so much. And again, sending you all lots of love.